Bruce Chassie is now retired from U of I, but a few years ago, when he was a food science professor there, emails show he traveled in the U.S. and Asia to speak about genetically modified foods. At the same time, he was getting tens of thousands of dollars from GMO giant Monsanto Company to take those trips and do, quote, outreach. And those trips, they were coordinated with Monsanto executives through emails like this one he wrote in 2012, read here by an actor.
You originally asked if I would go to China and do what I did in Korea. You wanted to know if I was available and said you would explain later. One thing led to another, and now I'm going, but we never did speak about the actual mission on China. Where am I speaking? To whom? For how long? More importantly, what is the topic, and is there an assigned title?
But when it came time to disclose his funding for these trips, Chassie didn't list Monsanto on his disclosure forms.
That, to me, is a disgrace.
That was Sheldon Krimsky. He's a Tufts bioethicist who studies conflict of interest.
At least he should have the courage to say, well, look, you know, I get some funding from Monsanto through from the foundation. But instead, he's pretending to be a neutral, independent scientist.
Neither Chassie nor U of I officials would talk to us and explain why he didn't disclose the payments. But an examination of university policies indicates that actually he didn't have to. That's because Chassie told Monsanto to send the money not directly to him, but through the University of Illinois Foundation. It's the university's official fundraising arm. And when money comes through the foundation, it gets two layers of privacy. First, it's immune from public records requests. And second, it's no longer counted as outside compensation. It can just be considered university payments, exempt from disclosure. I got the U of I's foundation president, James Moore, on the phone to try to clarify this.
So theoretically, Joe's Flowers could give $1 million for Professor X and send it to the foundation. And when it comes out of the foundation to Professor X, it's a university payment.
Correct. When the money is transferred to the university or the college, it becomes their money.
And when it's just their money, that money can lose all public ties to the original donor. Moore says this is a pretty typical provision aimed at respecting the privacy of donors. But it's also one that can obscure funding to scientists from companies, companies with billions at stake in the research and advocacy those scientists do. And despite Moore's point that it's all about donor privacy, Monsanto says the company sent the payments through the foundation because that's how the university and Chassie asked them to send it. As government funding for universities has waned since the 80s, the private fundraising work of foundations has grown in importance. But it's also raised more questions about what parts of public university business we no longer get to see. And U of I is not alone in that. Alexa Capilotto is a journalism professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, and she's been studying these questions across the nation. They're often triggered by discoveries of things like no-bid contracts or lavish foundation spending. And over the years, she says they've spurred a patchwork of different state policies on the topic.
But for the most part, states are fine to let public university foundations operate privately and keep most of their records away from scrutiny.
Right now in Illinois, the Attorney General's reviewing a request for greater access to foundation records at Northern Illinois University. And the Chicago Tribune just won a lawsuit for foundation records at the College of DuPage. But while watchdogs champion greater transparency, U of I Foundation President Moore warns it could also jeopardize future donations.
I think the disadvantages would be that you'd have donors who might be concerned about the protection of their privacy, and I think that could affect donor behavior. I don't know. I know in some states there have been challenges, and I believe that states should maintain a structure that allows the nonprofit corporation to be able to support the donors and the institutions in ways in which advance the institutions.
Today, the U of I Foundation takes in and disperses hundreds of millions in private donations a year. In a state with no budget, there's no disputing the vital and growing role of these private foundations. And Professor Alexa Capilotto says she thinks most foundations are probably operating fairly.
But in general, the problem is that these are tasks that were once handled by public universities, and so you could access the records related to them. And the fact that these kind of private arms now exist means that that information has pushed into a space that you really can't access.
The future of that access could well be influenced by a couple of decisions in coming weeks. On the fight over open records at Northern Illinois University, Attorney General Lisa Madigan's office says it hopes to issue a decision, quote, soon. As for the College of DuPage, it's got till mid-April to appeal the court's decision to hand over more Foundation records. I'm Monica Eng.